Press TV's Jennifer Chang joins us now from Seoul. Let's go over the situation right now on the Korean Peninsula and walk us through the recent comments and requests made by the South Korean president asking for United Nations to monitor North Korea's planned shutdown of its nuclear test site.
Well, of course, the events unfolding after Friday's inter-Korean summit between the two leaders of North and South Korea, the first inter-Korean summit in over 10 years, they're unfolding very fast now. All three parties, the U.S., North Korea, and South Korea, involved, the most heavily involved in this summit, because, of course, this summit is the precursor to another summit coming up between the U.S. president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. All three parties are in a big hurry to get these talks wrapped up. They want to see a denuclearization deal, a deal that will ensure peace on the Korean Peninsula and peace in the world, wrapped up before President Trump leaves office in early 2021. So things are unfolding very quickly now. As you said, today we saw three important things at least come out of the situation. One is that the South Korean president wants the UN Secretary General to help verify the denuclearization process. This is a big concern of the U.S. administration. They feel that the North Koreans backed out previously of denuclearization commitments, and they want to make sure that they see steps that will ensure the denuclearization takes place. So that's one concern that might unravel this deal to denuclearize North Korea. And another thing that came out, of course, is the propaganda loudspeakers in place since the 1960s are starting to be dismantled. And the South Koreans say that they see evidence that the North Koreans are also dismantling the propaganda speakers on the border between the two Koreas. They had turned off the speakers before last Friday's inter-Korean summit, and there was the question as to whether those broadcasts would resume, but things are going even faster than expected, better than expected. They're actually dismantling these propaganda speakers. As I said, they're in a big rush to make peace between the two Koreas and between North Korea and the U.S. And so they did that. And also, as you said, the North Korean leader had said he's going to move the clocks forward again 30 minutes so that he can talk better with South Korea and the U.S. They can coordinate better if they're all on the same time frame. So as I said, things are moving very quickly. However, experts caution that it's not going to be so easy to reach a deal. This is going to be a lengthy process.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us from Seoul.